This is Soul Podversation Podcast, and I'm your host, Frankie Lashear. This podcast is all about freeing the mind, body, and soul. We will dig deep into the known as well as the unknown. That will lead you to reaching your highest potential, a better you, a higher you. Soul Podversation. Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Frankie Lashear of Soul Podversation. How in the world are you doing? Once again, we meet and once again, we greet. And I do certainly hope that everyone is okay, at least okay. This is the holidays. We are like literally, I would say a few days. Okay, maybe a week. We'll go with that. A week away from Christmas. And after that, what do we have? New Year's, and it's over. Well, over as far as the year. 2023 is gone. So it's a lot of preparation that's taking place. I know when a couple of weeks ago, actually, we were in Thanksgiving season, and now it's Christmas. So, you know, I think for me, I know, trying to wrap it around, you know, my brain, it's just a little bit much, because it seems like to me, and I just told my sister yesterday, it just seems like December just came in. Now we're halfway through it. And it's just really wild how the months is just zooming in. It comes and it goes so fast, and it's like, wait a minute. And I did not realize Christmas is actually next week. I was just really, really, really like, whoa, wait a minute. Say that again? So, yeah. Anyway, I'm not the only one, I guess, that's just still trying to figure out how time is just zooming on by as it is. But nevertheless, yeah, we're there. We're almost at the finish line of 2023. And it has been a roller coaster, to say the least. Not as intense as 2022, but certainly 2023 has its place in my life. And I decided this morning at 6:27 a.m. my time. It's Tuesday morning. And I decided to record an episode because, as I said, there's a lot of things that has been taking place. In the last 2 months, I'll give it that. It's been a lot of ups and downs, roller coaster rides for me. And not just for me, but just, you know, people that I've been coming in contact with, friends, family members, things such as that. And, you know, everyone's kind of going through their own thing, you know. So I kind of want to touch on that and talk a little bit about it, because, you know, when you think that you're in a bad situation, when you talk to some other people, you're like, wait a minute, what I'm going through is not so bad. But, you know, like I said, everyone's going through something. And I had a conversation with someone on yesterday evening, which I actually did not intend to have such an intense conversation. But nevertheless, it was definitely intense. And I want to touch on that conversation, not, you know, every detail of it, but I think it's something that someone can definitely relate to. And, you know, in hopes of me having this conversation, that it will be very helpful and someone will find it useful for their lives. So to title this episode is Moving the Old to Receive the New. And, you know, again, it's just like a very old cliche that says, out with the old, in with the new. but I'm saying moving the old to receive the new. And moving the old out to receive the new is what I really want to call it. Moving the old out to receive the new. So the conversation, I'm just going to dive right into it. The conversation that I had with someone, and I want to say this person is much older than I am. It's like a mother figure. And normally, I would go to her with my issues. I would go to her and talk about things that I'm dealing with and going through. And she does have a lot of wisdom. She has a lot. She's very wise. And, you know, like they say, the older we get, the wiser we get, you know. So, but that's not always the case, right? No, it's not. So, but this particular person, she's been through a lot, you know. She's been through life. Life has happened a lot in her life. And she shares those things with me on a need-to-know basis. And sometimes, you know, when she's just having a conversation, it will bring up some of the things. And, you know, one thing I realized in this conversation, and the reason that I'm bringing this conversation up in this episode, is because it doesn't matter how old we get. If we have gone through things and dealt with things in our lives that we did not heal from, it's going to always be there. And it's going to always affect us in some aspect of our lives. And one thing that I know for sure is that I hear God. I hear God speak. And sometimes I'll act on it and sometimes I don't, because, you know, I'm human, and sometimes it's like, okay. But when it comes to, I'll put it this way. When it comes to God speaking to me about me, sometimes I don't really act upon it as I should. But when it comes to him speaking to me, or the Holy Spirit speaking to me about someone, I do listen a little bit. I tend to listen a little bit deeper. And this particular person, you know, the Holy Spirit let me know that they are kind of dealing with some depression. And it's not the first time that God had revealed this to me, but this is the first time that I acted on it, and I called her, and I didn't ask her, because I knew, I was sure, I was certain that it was God that spoke to me about it. So I just basically said, hey, so you're dealing with some depression. She hesitated, and it was a bit of surprising, you know. She was surprised about me saying that. So the hesitation was like a shocked hesitation. But she said, yes. Like, in other words, how did you know that? So I went on to tell her how I knew. Because I knew by me saying, God said, or the Holy Spirit let me know, she would have understood. So I didn't feel weird in telling her that. Because, you know, there are some people, when you do say things such as God told me or God showed me, then they're kind of leery, because, you know, you know, I try to talk to a person on the level that I know that they understand things. I never leave the fact that I hear God. But sometimes if a person doesn't have that relationship, or the person that you're giving a message to, if they're not in a place where they believe in a higher being such as God, which to me is the only higher being for me, but if they're not on that spiritual level, they may not receive what you have to say as much or as easily. But this particular person, I knew she would. Okay, so going back to the conversation, I spoke to her and I said, hey, I know you know, that this is the case. You're dealing with some depression. And she went on to say yes, and she started giving me the rundown of what's going on with her. And again, it's a lot of things that she's dealing with. But it's really incredible how if you have the ability to hear God and you act upon it, it is amazing how God begins to dissect things for you and give you a clear understanding, a very, very clear understanding of why you're giving the message. And so I didn't actually know at that point when I said what I said to her, I didn't know that I was going to be able to kind of maneuver through it at first, because it was a message for her. And I'm thinking, she'll get it, she'll figure it out. I'm just here to deliver the message. I'm just the messenger. But I was able to get a little bit more deeper in it with her. Excuse me. And by the end of our conversation, I know it was over an hour. But by the end of our conversation, she was in pieces. And I don't mean it when I say in pieces. To me, it's not a bad thing. But sometimes God has to break you in order to be able to fix things or situations in your lives. And okay, so I'm going to get back to that in a bit. But here's the thing. She is a very gifted woman spiritually. She knows a lot. And she also is a very well business minded person, and she has this idea, and she has this way that if she does it and she handles it correctly, this idea could actually make her a lot of money. It could really put her in a very stable financial place, and this is something that she's been wanting to do for years. I mean, a long time. She recently, a couple of months ago, she decided to walk away from her job. Not that she didn't like it, but it was just a lot of the things that was going on in the company. The employees was not doing their part, which made her work harder. And even the supervisors, managers, they kind of was slacking in their positions as well. And she got tired of it. And she was, when she was working, she would share with me, she was explaining to me, excuse me, how frustrating it became. She said, I'm just tired of this. I'm just, you know, when I come in, things are not right. Things are not set up, and I have to set them up before I can start working, and it's just too much. Then sometimes I have to leave my workplace to go to help someone else out. So, you know, it's just a lot that she was handling, and that was not her job to do it. So one morning, she called me and said, hey, because she worked the third shift, and she called me and said, last night, I walked away from my job. And I was a bit shocked because I knew she was talking about it, but I thought that she was going to wait until a later time. However, that time came. She walked away. And from that point on, you know, knowing that she no longer had that source of income, things began to get a little rough for her. But she always looked at it as, I did what I needed to do. So I know, and she calls God, she gives God the title of Daddy. So she says, I know that Daddy will take care of me. And so last night in our conversation, as she's explaining about the reason for the depression, things such as that, I then hear God say, what she needs is in her hands. So right in the middle of her conversation, I just interrupt her. I interrupt her and I said, listen, I'm just hearing God say, what you need is in your hands. And she said, okay, like, can you elaborate a little bit more for me? And at first I was thinking, well, I really don't know what else to say, but that's all, because that's all I heard. And I said, I hope you understand that. And she says, well, not really, because I don't know what to do, what that could be. So as she started talking and I'm listening, she went on to say the things that she wants to do and the thing that she likes to do, but she's not able to quite grasp like how to go about starting it. And as she's saying all this, then God starts breaking it down for me where I can understand it. Now I can deliver her more of the message. And she's saying, well, I did this and I tried that. I went to this place and they said that they would be able to help and they did not and blah, blah, blah. She's going on. And I said, well, listen. She says, I don't have the space. I have the products here, but I don't have the space. And she says, because I'm waiting to move into a bigger house. Right now she has a 3-bedroom apartment and everything is basically full to capacity. She has things in each room. Every room is just full of things. So, with that being said, I started to ask her, well, what is in the 3rd bedroom that you're talking about? And she said, well, I have this. I have CDs and I have books and I have DVDs and I have things that I, you know, stored, you know, clothes and things that I blah, blah, blah. And she just went on and on and on. And I said, wait a minute now. The DVDs that you're talking about, do you need them? And she says, yeah, those are my movies. Those are movies that I like. And those are movies that I want to watch. I mean, even though I no longer have a DVD player, I had 2, but I no longer have a DVD player. And I said, well, you know, DVDs, right. There are so many different apps that you can download now on your phone, your laptop, whatever device you want to watch a movie on. And I'm pretty sure that those same movies that you're talking about on these DVD players, I'm sorry, on these DVDs, I'm certain you'll find them on one of these apps and you can watch them there. What about that? So she goes on to say, you know, you young people, y'all do that. I'm just not into that. I want to watch my DVDs. And so I'm just like, okay. Then she went on to say, I have so much clothes and, you know, my weight has been fluctuating for years and it's been up and down. So I have these, you know, my sweaters and things such as that. And I'm just, you know, and I said, well, you know, you can get rid of those things and, you know, you buy more. And she said, I don't have the money. And I said, well, this is what I'm trying to tell you. And I mean, I listened to her. This conversation went on about all the things that she have. And she tried to give a reason as to why she was holding on to these things. And I listened carefully. I really did. But as I'm listening to her, I'm still hearing God. Like, what she needs is already in her hands. So I said, I'm sorry. We're going to have to reposition ourselves here. I'm going to be the adult, the mom. Okay. We're both adults, but I'm going to be mom right now. And like I said, she's like a mother figure, you know, to me. And I said, I'm going to have to be mom. You're going to have to be me. Okay. Because here's the thing. What I'm hearing is I have things that I can get rid of, but I don't want to. And immediately she said, I don't. You're right. I don't want to give away or give or throw away my things. I said, but you'll be able to replace them. And she's still telling me, I don't have the money. I don't have the finances to replace them right now. And I said, well, see, what you're doing is thinking about you and what you have, when you should be thinking about God and what he has. And she said, okay, but I don't want to. Then she says, I have had these things for so long. I've already given away so many things. I've given away a lot of things. And she began to go and give a list of things that she once had. But she gave away. She says she gave away a car. She gave away nice furniture. She gave away clothes. And she said she did it from the bottom of her heart. And she said, I've done this all my life. And I'm tired of giving things away. And honestly, I felt her heart. I did. But the message still remains. And I had to tell her, you're going to get these things back, but you're going to get better. And I said, the reason why God is telling you to get rid of these things, because he wants to replace them with better things. But you're finding it hard and difficult to release these things. So if you're holding on to these things, you don't have any room for anything else. And she says, right. And she kept saying, because I have given so much things, so many things away, I don't want to give away anything else. And I had to wrestle with her. We were back and forth with this thing, because what she was not understanding was that everything she lost, God was ready to replace it. And then it even got deeper, because, and it did get a little bit emotional for her. She got angry at one time. Not with me, but it's just like, she's saying, why? Why do I have to give away things again? And then I can tell that she was nearly in tears. If she dropped any tears, she didn't tell me, but I knew it. In my heart, in my spirit, it was very emotional for her. So I went on to say, you know what? It's almost like you feel like you're losing a person. And she said, yes, I am. That's what it feels like. And see, this is the reason why I decided to record this episode. Because what she's doing and what a lot of us are doing when it comes to letting go is so difficult. Because even though it doesn't benefit us to hold on to our past, because that's all it was. The things that she was naming off, she said they're sentimental value. And I said, in what way? She said, because it reminds me of this and it reminds me of that. And I get that. I do. And I really needed her to understand that I am not in any way trying to make it seem like what you're saying is not of any importance, or trying to devalue anything that you're speaking of. However, these are things that you've been holding on to. And she says that when she goes into the room where all these things are, she said she feels like a sense of a feeling of depression. And I said, that's why you have to let it go. You have to let these things go. And it's not the fact, please listen to this part. It's not the fact that these things, this is how she said it. It's just so many things. When she go in the room, it's so much in that room. And she's like, okay, now, she said she was getting, she actually was getting overwhelmed on the phone. She said that now I gotta figure out what I need to move and what I need to do to get rid of these things. And she was just overwhelmed by the things that's in that room. She said, no, you need to come here and help me. She said, you have to see and understand what I'm talking about. But here's the thing. I don't have to be there in person because I was there in the spirit. And what I was feeling was not about the amount of things that was in this room, but I was feeling the energy that resides in this room. And that's what's causing the depression. This is why, and this is what I said to her, this is why you have to let these things go. Because it's causing you to be depressed. The energy that's coming off these things, you have been carrying it for so long. And she said everywhere she moved, she had these things with her. And I said, it has attached itself to you. So when you walk into that room, it showers you with depression. You walk into that room and your energy changes because of what's in the room. And then only in the only time you will feel the difference is when you begin to sort through those things and get rid of them. Stop looking at what you need to hold on to and start looking at what you need to let go of. And see, it's not the things that she's holding on to, it's the memory of those things. And whether they're good memory, bad memory, or whatever, it's not putting her in a position where she's now thinking clearly. It's just something that keeps her down, keeps her bound. And she cannot move into a place of peace. Because everything that she's feeling when she gets in that room, it overclouds her memory. It really just takes her in a place where she's down and she's depressed and she's overwhelmed and she's going through all these emotions. And I said, you have to let go. You have to detach yourself from these things. And when you begin to do this, you will feel a difference. I didn't say, and this is what I told her, I didn't say to take a box of these things or put it in a bag and move it in another room or in the corner of that room. No, get rid of those things because they're not serving you to your higher self. And after a while, she began to get it and she began to understand what God was speaking to her. Because everything that she needs to start her business, she already has it. But in order for her to receive the benefits from this, she has to get rid of the old things. Because she's thinking about a bigger house. She wants more space for her products, her table that she wants to display, all these things. But you can start now. You don't have to wait until later to get this stuff done. Because if you begin now, you'll be able to see your way through to get to your then or to get to your later. And this is my point, and I'm sharing this with you, everyone that's listening. even though it's hard to detach from your past. You have to let go to get to your future. Moving out the old to receive the new. It's so much that God wants to give us. But we are the ones, we're making it difficult because we're looking at what we already have and what we don't want to get rid of because it's emotional and we're holding it dear to our hearts because of what it made us feel then. And again, I'm not downplaying or down or anyone or trying to make anyone feel like I don't think that what you're holding on to is important. But what I am saying is, in order to get what God has for us, sometimes we have to let things go to move into that place of abundance. And it was very hard for her to hear that. It was very hard for her to receive that. It was so hard for her to accept it. But by the end of the conversation, she was definitely in pieces. Because she said, she was very honest, "I don't like this. This is very uncomfortable. But I understand." And I felt like, okay, mission accomplished. And she said, "You know what? Thank you." I said, "Oh no, don't thank me. Thank God. I'm just a messenger." And what made my night is the fact that even though she was, you know, she fought me tooth and nails. She fought me. But she still accepted the challenge to move on. And this is why it's so important to understand that God does things in such an unorthodox way. We're not going to always understand. We're not going to always like it. We're not going to always even, you know, sometimes we're thinking, "Oh, that's not God. God would never tell me to get rid of that, knowing how I feel about it." Yeah. And sometimes it's more damaging than it is good. You just don't see it that way. We hold on to hurt as if it's our best friend. And the reason why some of us don't let go of the hurt is because we're afraid that if we let go this place of comfort, that we're going to be out there lost and not feeling that we have anything to hold on. Even though it's uncomfortable to hold on, it's even worse to let go. And this is our mindsets. But what if letting go brings you to that place of peace that you so deserve? And a lot of us don't realize that because we want to know every aspect of everything. Sometimes when God says something, He's not going to give every little detail about what we should do, how we should do it, when we should do it, or even why. And we sit there and we ask God all these questions and we just fight God in our minds because clearly, God, this is not you. I was holding on to this hurt for 30 years. And now you're saying, let it go. Oh no, this is all I know. I just don't want to hold on to pain. I'm not a perfect person by far, but there are things that hurt me as a child and things that I went through. And it may not be nothing that, you know, some of you have gone through that you've been holding on to. you know, because everyone does not go through the same thing, but hurt is hurt, right? But I just, at some point in my life, I had to decide, I made a decision to let it go. Like, I don't want to hold on to these things. I don't want to be 50, 60, 70 years old in my life. I'm nowhere near that, okay? But I don't want to be in that age where I'm still that little hurt girl because I decided not to let things go. That will be such a disservice to myself when I know that all I had to do was make a decision. And I'm going to tell you, some of the things that bothered me or hurt me as a child, it's like I don't even remember half of those things. And if I do remember them, I have no feelings. It's like I detached myself from it. So I can talk about it freely and don't even feel anything from it. Now, had I held on to those things, I would still be the little damaged girl or the depressed little girl or low self-esteem little girl. But those things, I detached from it. And I've been healed from it. So what I'm saying is nothing that, the advice that I'm giving or sharing with you is nothing that I have not gone through myself. I can't tell you how to get over or through something if I have not been through it myself. That would make me a liar, and I can't do that. I know I have a lot of listeners and a lot of followers, and I thank and I appreciate each and every one of you. So in order for me to do the right thing, I have to be vulnerable in some cases, and I have to be transparent in some cases. In most cases, I am. So I'm going to tell you, I've been there. I've gone through these things. But I've also gotten through. In order to go through, you have to come out. I'm sorry. Let me say that again. It's backwards. In order to come out of something, you have to go through. And my friend of mine, we always used to make a joke like, oh, I'm just going through. And then I would say, well, come on out. But that is so true. It's time to come out. You've been going through long enough. And sometimes going through is going to put you in a very uncomfortable, uncompromising position. Because there's some things that I still deal with every day. And I'm still waiting to come out of. So I'm not sitting here with the podcast behind this mic like I got it all together, because Frankie LaShare does not. However, I'm getting to the place where I'm dealing with it, and I know that I'm going to get out of it. And when that happens, I'll gladly come back and tell you everything about it. All the juicy details about it. But as of now, as for right now, you know, we're almost at the end of the year. We're almost out of 2023. And I challenge you for the new year to come, which is 2024. Leave the old. Move away from the old. Okay? Move the old out so that you can receive the new. Don't take any of the luggage or the baggage that weighed you down in this year of 2023. Don't take it in 2024, because there are new things that's coming. And if you don't have room for it, you won't be able to receive it. And this is what God is saying to you. There are so many things that hurt, that you're hurt from, that you've been carrying for years. God wants you to release those things. When you release it, you have to give it to Him. Someone say, how do I get rid of them? How do I get rid of these things? It's about your mindset. Setting in your mind that this is no longer going to take me over or take me under. Because everything, every action that you take, it first begins with the thought. When you carry these things that you've been carrying for years, you decided to accept it. And you've been carrying it ever since. It's not going to be easy, because when you change your mindset of things, and especially when it's something that you have, the way that you've been thinking for years, it's going to be very uncomfortable to change your mind. There's going to be obstacles and things that you're going to deal with that's going to make you feel like, you know what, that was a bad decision. Let me go back to my old way of thinking. But if you feel that your old way of thinking has worked for you and it's taking you to your higher good, then you remain that way. But I challenge you to think differently. And there's also a saying, it says, when you know better, you do better. But we are in a position now where God is setting up the new for us. And He wants us to be free-handed. When I say free-handed, I mean empty-handed of the old stuff, so He can replace it with the new things. And I told my friend, you're talking about clothes. God, that's nothing to God. He can replace you. He can replace those things. And she said, I like nice things. And okay, and there's nothing wrong with liking nice things. This is why God is trying to give it to you. God wants you to have nice things. God, we're talking about God now, who knows and owns everything. So don't you think that God knows what you like? He created you. He knows these things. And He's trying to give it to you. But and I call it sometimes, you know, we have adult tantrums. We do. And, you know, it's like you think about a child when you're trying to, you know, discipline your child. And you're like, listen, I told you such and such and such. And they're just like, I don't want to do this. And they're having a fit. They're all over the floor. They're kicking and crying. And you're, as a parent, you're like, okay, when you're done with this little episode, then we can talk. But as of now, if you want to fall all over the floor, kick around, we can't talk. I'm not going to do this with you. You know, and so when we're having our adult tantrum, God is like, okay, you done? And when you're all kicking all over the floor and crying and acting crazy, and you're all out of breath, and God is like, okay, you done? Sit up, let's talk. And that's where He is with a lot of us. And we've been having a tantrum for many, many years. What bothers us, what hurts us, what gets us angry. All of these emotions that we've been having. And it's like, okay, and God is like, I get it. I understand. I'm trying to help you here. Let it go. And again, it's very much easier said than done. But it begins with a mindset. What can I do to make myself not just feel better, but be better than the situation that I'm in right now? And when you begin to think about these things, you'll be surprised how thoughts will come to you about getting in a better position for yourself. And again, I am not telling you anything that I don't know. I'm telling you what I know. And with that being said, I'm going to end this episode right here because I'm done saying what I have to say. But at this point in life, it's time. That's all I'm going to say. I may record another episode because there's another topic that I was supposed to record a couple of weeks ago, and I probably will record it and post it. But thank you to all of my supporters and everyone that has been following me and digging what I do, because I could not do it without you. But if I do not post another episode before this year's out, which I seriously doubt, please continue to have a safe but a happy holiday. Do your best to be happy. Do your best to love on you. And do what's right for you. Self-love, self-care. That's what it's all about. In order for you to be happy, you have to love yourself. It's not about what someone else does to love you as much as it is about you loving you. Fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with yourself. Understand that you are important and you are needed. You need you. So with that being said, I love you guys. Until next time, you're exiting Soul Conversation with Frankie LaShare.